What a morning.
Throw this stuff away. Do not throw the iPad in the garbage. Okay. Okay. I can do this. Nailed it. I believe Spice One said it best when he said, "Blah!" Oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you guys talking about that Night Trap Kickstarter. That it seems like a questionable idea, I guess. Well, I don't know. The idea of, like, re-releasing Night Trap, that's fine. You know, they go back to the original source tapes and put them out in that quality. Instead of all that Cinepak crazy compression stuff of the 90s. But yeah, you know, that's fine. It should be like, here's the definitive Night Trap, and, you know, it's like some extras if they've got some behind the scenes footage, whatever they got. You know, put all that stuff out there for the weirdos that want it. The part where I go, like, come on, son, is the part where I was like, oh, you know, maybe we'll make a Night Trap too. Like, no, you, fucking don't do that. Like, think about what made the original Night Trap, like, quote-unquote, good. Now think about trying to make a sequel to that now. They would either make it deliberately bad, which rarely works, or they would make it too good and that wouldn't work. You know, there's like no... Like, imagine trying to recapture the low-budget, kind of campy, but not necessarily deliberately so 100% of the time campy vibe of that original game. Like, you couldn't do it. Or it would be very difficult. Also, some of the reward tiers on that thing, that Kickstarter they're doing, look kind of nuts. Because they're saying, like, hey, it'll come on a disc. And then they're like, give us $20 and we'll give you this Xbox disc. And they're not specifying which Xbox. Are they? And maybe they are somewhere in the video, but it just seems like, you know, it's like, here are a bunch of people that don't know anything about how modern video games are made, because they just say, like, you'll get the PlayStation version. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? Also, you're not going to put a disc out, a disc-based, like, you know, retail-style game out and sell it for $20. The cost of goods is probably too much for that, especially at the scale that they'd be working with. Like, that stuff doesn't seem realistic. Yeah, I don't know. That sort of stuff seems sketchy, where they're like, you know, for $20 you'll get a copy of this, you know, console game. Like, if they want to sell it on PC and Mac and say, like, hey, you'll get a disc and it'll be $20, like, absolutely, because, you know, what are they, you know, who could stop them? No one can stop them. But when they get into the console versions and just say, like, Xbox and PlayStation, like, that to me just, like, stinks of someone who didn't do any, has not started on that process of, like, what would it take to actually bring this game to these platforms? Like, maybe they'll clarify and say, like, oh, it'll, you know, it's a digital release, obviously. And that'll make sense for $20. And also, you know, there's not that much video in that game, and modern compression techniques and so on and so forth would mean that that game wouldn't be that big. So they patched the Mixler app with just saying it's got bug fixes, and now it looks like I'm getting full chat messages. I'm driving, I don't have time to read them, but at least that stuff's coming through now. I pretty much spent the entire weekend playing Diablo. Well, at least I was doing it on a different platform this time. We'll talk about that on the podcast. brakes, brakes, brakes. Ah! Okay. I also got a hold of Hohokam, which is out this week. Messed with that for a little bit. It's something else, man. That thing is... it's pretty fucking wild. Fuck, I'm awake. Go fuck, stop. Thank you. drive faster than this. Take that pickup truck, I'm flying by you. Get lost in thought there for a little bit. Crazy that it's already August. We're getting into it, you know? Starting to... I guess what, Gamescom is this week, right? Like, kind of gearing up for PAX around these parts. Games start coming out, you know, it's like the weekend, the week after PAX is when Destiny comes out. And it's on, you know, video games, capital G. Been a pretty bumpy road this year for games, I think, you know, just in terms of the new platforms and just like the games coming out on them or not coming out on them and all this other stuff. Like, it just, you know, I guess in some sense it's always like this. It just, I don't know, it seems a little more, you know, like once Evolve got pushed again, you know, to next year, like, oh, yeah, of course it would, but geez. But I guess, you know, the types of games that, you know, we get excited for as people who play video games a lot, you know, is kind of just kept widening and changing and stuff like that. You know, it's where you can get a bunch of people going like, yeah, fuck, I'm playing Rogue Legacy, fuck whatever, I don't care what else is out. Whopper. I mean, granted, both those, you know, came out on PC like ages ago now. But it's still cool that people that, you know, are for whatever reason afraid of the PC or, you know, just not into that sort of stuff, you know, still get these games. It's one of the things I kept thinking while I was playing through Diablo, was just like, you know, like, what... You know, what do people that are encountering, that will encounter Diablo for the first time on a console, gonna think of it? You know, they made their changes, the controls and stuff. I mean, if you played it on PS3 or 360 when it came out last year or whatever it was, like, yeah, you know what that stuff is like. It's like that, but... But, you know, it's like stuff like Diablo is just, you know, it's a PC game, through and through. Yeah, you look at, like, the Swap, or you look at, like, Rogue Legacy, it's like, you know, those are games that appeared on the PC first, but, you know, they're playing around in genres that we, you know, classically think of as console genres, kind of the side-scrolling platformer that, you know, the PC tried to do and has always been successful at over the years, but never, like... I don't know, I think about the early days of that style of game, and you look at, like, you know, what was coming out on the respective platforms at the time, and, you know, you look at, like, the early 90s, you've got, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog, and, you know, Super Mario World, and stuff like that coming out at that point, but even take it back to Super Mario Brothers, you want to go, you know, all the way back to just kind of, like, console, side-scrolling, kind of platformery type stuff. And then look like Commander Keen and Jill of the Jungle and those first two Duke Nukem games. And you know, this, the performance isn't there. The games don't scroll the way they should. They don't move as smoothly as they should. It's not a smooth gameplay experience by comparison. It's not to say those are bad games. I actually really fucking liked Jill in the Jungle. And Commander Keen was kind of cool, and I thought, you know, I don't know, Duke Nukem was kind of novel, but sort of shitty. You know, obviously that's not the issue anymore, you know. And that was always a weird thing, because it's like, you know, you think of the price you're paying for a PC and stuff, and the relative power of it to perform some of these other tasks and, you know, play stuff like, you know, it'd be this weird situation where, like, well, like, Wolfenstein 3D runs really well on this thing, but Commander Keen doesn't, or, you know, it runs fine, it just wasn't made to run the same way a console platformer was. That was always really weird to me. It's like, but it just, you know, I guess, you know, there's just certain things that were hard to do on a PC then. They just weren't optimized. They weren't, you know, built in that direction. You know, it wasn't really that emphasis on, like, 2D performance, really. And then, you know, when polygonal graphics became all the rage, that was when you started getting your 3DFX cards, your Voodoos, your Riva TNTs, all that other shit. I remember I always really wanted to have a good 2D card. I had I got my first PC in 93. And I had, like, this Diamond Viper, like, VESA local bus card that, you know, was capable of 32-bit color on the desktop when you're running Win95, and, you know, it was a great 2D card, you know. Then there was a time there when, you know, I guess, like, you started seeing, like, integrated graphics to some extent, and, like, the performance wasn't there for the 2D stuff. Like, the desktop seemed sluggish and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I thought that card was kind of cool for, like, that year window or whatever where it mattered. But then Quake came out and you're like, well, fuck everything. Set all this shit on fire. Who cares? Get me whatever I need to make Quake look better. Bridge gonna look like today? I'm about to find out. throat feels weird. Like, just, it's like raspy in kind of a weird way, and I like. Occasional taste of blood, that's always good, right? That's normal. Traffic trying to get on the bridge going the other direction. It's weird because it's not the commute direction, but it is just so backed up. Why?
The greatest samurai in the empire.
Uh-huh.
And he was the shogun's decapitator.
Yeah.
He cut off the heads of 131 lords. It was a bad time for the Empire. The Shogun just stayed inside his castle, and he never came out. People said his brain was infected by devils.
I hate when that happens.
My father would come home.
Just get some penicillin. Just get the devils right out of your brain.
He wasn't scared of the Shogun, but the Shogun was scared of him. Maybe that was the problem. Then, one night, the Shogun sent his ninja spies to our house. They were supposed to kill my father, but they didn't.
Sometimes we gotta fast and fast. The niggas know where this shit started. They all know where it came from. Saying we gonna take out back to the sword. Who knows? Yo.
When the MCs came, tell them about their names and to perform. Some had to smoke cocaine to act the same. With the poor heat rocking on their horn. With the mental frame, spark the brain. With the building to be born. Build rhythm to the track, to the butt. Gush, shake the pit, the pit, the pit, the pit. Fights, I swing swords and cut clown. Shit is too swift to bite and be caught and write it down. I flow like the blood on a murder scene, like a syringe on some wild out shit to insert fame. But it was your art, shop stolen art, catch a swollen heart from not rolling smart. I put bad pressure on pony whack rhymes to get hurt. Sits plain like zodiac signs, a sweatshirt. That's minimum and feminine like sandals. My minimum table stacks to burst on the camel. Energy is felt once the card is dealt with the impact of roundhouse kicks from black belts that attack. The white bones like cyclones or typhoons. I represent from midnight to high noon. I don't waste ink, nigga. I think I drop megaton bombs more faster than your blink.
Cause when I travel
at a tremendous speed, clouds of smoke of natural blends of weed. Only under one circumstance, as if I'm blunted, turn that shit up, my clan in the
Petaluma Music Festival. What?
Tell about the name, and to perform. Some had to snort cocaine.
Well, it already happened, but I don't remember. I was out the day of that Saturday the 2nd. I was out and about town. I don't remember seeing anything like a Petaluma Music Festival around Petaluma. Wonder where it was. Nothing on this billboard says where it is.
But when I swing my swords, they all choppable. I be the body dropper, the heartbeat stopper. Chow educator plus head amputator. Cause niggas styles are old like Mark 5 sneakers. Lyrics are weak like clock radio speakers. Don't even stop at my station and attack. Like a plan bell with the rep like Amtrak. What the fuck for? Damn, my lord, make law. I be justice. I sentence that ass 2 to 4. Ram the clock. That state pen time checking. But the pens I'll be sticking with, you can't stake the crime. Can't deal with the wool, slid off from the DL. I'm low key like seashells, I rock these bells. Now come aboard, it's my thing to bow into the chamber. And it's a whole different sound, it's a wide entrance. Small exit like a funnel, so deep it's picked up on radios and tunnels. Niggas are fascinated how the shit begin. Get vaccinated, my logo is branded in your skin. When the MCs came, to live out the name, to your end. To perform, some had to snort cocaine, did to act the same. Before he rocked it on, now on at the mental plane.
This guy's got a leaf blower, he's just kind of pointing it at waist level, straight out. I don't know what the fuck he thinks he's blowing. Standing on a city street in San Francisco where there's nothing to be blown anyway. No leaves to be blown.
I was not.
Motorcycle man, you're in this lane in a weird way, but we'll get through this together. Anything interesting at Gamescom announcement wise you know, typically they try to save one or two things that'd be like that would play well to the European audience, like they had Shadow of the Beast last year. And I still don't know what's gonna be there, if anything. So people are all like, oh, The Last Guardian, of course. I'm like, nah, it's really a TGS type of announcement, really.
Hang your beard out and dirt. Bet you didn't know this.
You're right.
Alfred Eisenstadt photographed every cover of Life magazine for more than 40 years.
I didn't know that.
Me? My photograph ran across two pages in the March 3rd, 1969 issue of Life. It showed me in bed, surrounded by film scripts and a breakfast tray, doing business on the phone. The headline reads, "Why should he have it? Robert Evans is an outrage. He has no more right to be where he is than a burglar. He has no credentials, certainly none of the requirements for membership. Robert Evans has never even produced a film. Doesn't know that about movies. So why should he be the boss of Paramount, with control over more than 25 pictures a year, costing hundreds of millions of dollars, and even worse, influencing the cultural intake of millions of Americans? He is entirely too good-looking, too rich, too young, too lucky, and too damned charming. This playboy peacock of Paramount. Who the hell does he think he is? If there is anything Hollywood wants out of Robert Evans, is to see him fail." Then the story goes on for 18 pages. Did it bother me? You bet your ass it didn't. It just made my resolve stronger. I've never been an office person. Call it picking up traits from your mentor. Mine, by the way, was Daryl Zanuck. He always did his business from wherever he was living. Yeah, but there's a big difference. Zanuck was the employer, largest stockholder of Fox, a real boss. Me? But my title is prestigious. I was still an employee. My idiosyncrasy.
Yeah! How you feel?
I'm so bossy, bitch, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S, nigga. Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast Guard, come a honey, going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican.
Battery Street sticking like garlic this morning.
Might have to head, but you ever lean. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on his double-edged sword. Whether I'm rapping or I'm rapping to a whore, might reach back and reel after wrapping up his roar. Givenchy fitting like his gym clothes. We really gym stars. I'm like D Rose, no D League. I'm like these clothes. 88 Jordan leaping from the free throw. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Motherfuckers can't rhyme no more, bout crime no more.
Mix drug and show money, Biggs Burke on tour. 25 bricks, move work like chore. Hit Delaware twice, needed.
Like, I'm not like, like I'm alright with garlic here and there on some stuff.
When you rhyme, Simple Simon, come in with the
but damn, curious back there.
Back to harness.
I don't know restaurants or anything. I don't know. I can't think of a good reason why.
Every car driven with the side.
That block would smell that way.
Window, case you wonder what it costs.
How garlic truck when you ain't never accident. Great
and rely on rap money to keep food upon your plates, nigga. I might sell a brick on my birthday. 36 years of doing dirt like it's Earth Day. God.
Celebrated a birthday recently, and I can say that I did not sell a brick on my birthday. Maybe next year.
Y'all feel like that?
Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
The office, and I'm gonna start my work day. Get some work. Gotta move that work. Selling bricks. See you later.